What's good, Wizards fans? Denny Avdia dominated against top 25 Auburn University. Just wanted to do a quick bonus episode. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Wizards Podcast. It's your host, The Real Ed Oliver. I just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. All right, so Denny played against Auburn University, a top 25 team coached by Bruce Pearl. Auburn had Jabari Smith, who is the top four draft pick in this past draft. Walker Kessler, the big man, was a first-round pick, and they have a couple good guys on the roster as well currently for Auburn. And Denny played really well. I know the competition, you know, it was a college team. It's not, you know, summer league or a pro team or anything like that. But these guys, you know, some of these guys are definitely going to be playing professional basketball. And Denny showed out. Denny's finishing numbers were 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 turnovers, 11 fouls drawn, which really stood out to me. 6 for 14 from the field. The field goal percentage is not great, but it's solid. 2 for 6 from the 3, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. Got 13 free throws from Denny. So I'm going to go over my notes, you know, I guess some of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and some good things that Jay Billis said about Denny as well, and just how this can translate to the regular season. And, you know, is this a preview of what we're going to see from Denny? Can this Denny Avdia that we see overseas, can we see that confidence translate? And can Wes Unseld Jr. get that untapped potential? Can this Denny look like the steal of the draft that, you know, experts were talking, Mike Schmidt, Draft Express guys, we're talking about, this guy is the steal of the draft. That's what I saw from Denny yesterday. But can it translate to an NBA game? Can he get those minutes? Can he get those minutes in that rotation? Will he be starting at the three? But, you know, I'll just take time to appreciate how well he played, the confidence that he played with. So I'll look over the notes. This game was on SEC Network. It came on at 1:30 p.m. for the people who weren't able to watch it. I talked about their schedule in the last episode, so not a lot of the games are going to be televised, but, you know, whenever they are, I'm going to definitely try to watch them. If you are listening from Israel, or if you know what channel or YouTube or any website where they will be showing the games, please comment below, or you can add me on Twitter at EDTOOFLAWT. I'm very intrigued to watch these games. I want to watch Kristaps Porzingis play as well. He'll be playing for Latvia this summer as well, so I'm intrigued. So the first shot that he took was a three-pointer. He knocked it down. He looked very confident. The shot is good. The release is good. It's a quick release. I love the form. I had no problem with his form before. You know, he's been working out with Drew Hanlon, so you can see some of that translate there. Hit a nice offensive rebound tip out. Denny got downhill and made a hockey pass. I wrote that down in my notes as well. They were doubling him a lot. Looks like they definitely focused their defense on Denny. They did play a 2-3 zone, or they played a zone, and Auburn played a zone in the second half. Denny had a nice no-look pass to Yam Madar. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. I know he plays for the Celtics. He knocked down a three-pointer off that pass from Denny. It was a nice no-look pass in the corner. You can see Denny really running the offense. You know, he did use his right hand predominantly for the most part, but he was getting it at the top of the key, you know, doing a lot of between the legs, in and out crossovers to get by guys. And he definitely was putting pressure on the basket and getting open shots for other guys. I did rather note that Denny clanked a three off the right side of the rim. Denny missed a wide open layup. It was a $100 move and a 10-cent shot. I wrote that down. He did an in and out move and then missed a layup. So that's where he's got to improve. He did miss two layups. The thing I liked is he didn't put his head down. I think he knew. When they took him out of the game in the first quarter with like 2 minutes left to go, and then he started the second quarter. I think the thing is, you know, Wes Unseld Jr., will he yank him out if he's missing layups? He didn't put his head down. I know during the regular season he put his head down a couple of times when he did miss layups or miss shots, and you could see the body language. I think the body language was different for sure, and he showed up as a vocal leader as well. I do want to see him to be able to keep that confidence even when his shot is not falling. So that's where I want to see. That's what I want to see from Denny Avdia in the regular season coming up. Israel as a team, they just had a lot of ball movement in the first half. They had, I want to see how much assists They have 14 assists in the first half. 14 assists in the first half. And they got to the free throw line a lot as a team as well. So 14 assists in the first half is a good amount. Denny in the first half had 11.6 boards and 5 assists in the first half. So he almost could have had a triple double if he would have kept it up in the second half. Denny missed a reverse layup off an inbounds play that was a wide open layup in the second quarter. So that was a part of the good, bad, and ugly. Denny had a good take. He got fouled. Denny was running in transition and made an and one layup with a right hand on the left side. So he had an opportunity to make a left hand layup, but he decided to lay it up with his right hand. But he still had an and one. It was a pass from Yam Matter. The next thing, Denny was 3 for 4 at the free throw line in the first half. He had 9 points. Next play that I wrote down, Denny had it between the legs going to the right, and he got fouled going to the basket. They were in the bonus. So a lot of his free throw attempts were because they were in the bonus. He put pressure on the rim, and that was good. That's smart by him, putting them in a situation where they have to foul. So before we do get to some more second half notes, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so Denny defensively, I thought he guarded 1 through 5. Auburn has a highly touted point guard, a freshman point guard, and he did a solid job against him, who's very shifty. And definitely can break a guy down off the dribble. I thought Denny did a good job against him. I'm sorry I don't have his name. But Denny blocked. He had a nice recovery block where it was a wedgie in the rim. If you don't know, that's where the ball gets stuck in the side of the rim. And Denny had a nice block there, a recovery block. Jay Billis talked about how skilled Denny Avi is as a player. Denny did hit a deep three. I liked that a lot, showing the NBA range there. Knocked down a three from it was a couple steps behind the line. I love how he just didn't even think twice about it. There was one point where he took a step back three. So this is where Denny starts to heat up in the second half. Denny got a nice fast break and he had a nice dunk there. Then he was moving without the basketball, where he had a reverse dunk. It was against the zone. He found the soft spot in the zone. Did a backdoor cut and then had a reverse dunk on somebody's head. And I love that. That's where I want to see Denny. I think Denny realized he's 6'9". Instead of laying the ball up, just dunk the ball. And I think a lot of the times, he only had 7 dunks last year in the regular season. And he had 4 dunks in that game. 4 dunks. He's highly capable of doing it. He's highly capable of finishing above the rim. I do want to see him be a lob threat somewhat as well. So a big swing skill for him, is going to be finishing around the rim. He was 63%. Within 3 feet of the rim, he was 63%, and that percentage was lower than Hollow Nettle last year, who's 6 feet tall. So he has to be better finishing around the rim with both hands for sure. Jay Billis said Denny's having a spectacular game. Denny, there was one time as well where he got the ball on the left wing at the 3-point line, did a little pump fake or kind of like a fake pump fake stutter step without traveling, and then drove right and dunked the ball. He got low to the ground and was aggressive and had his mind made up and went to the basket and dunked it. And I love that. That was one of my favorite plays from Denny Avdia of the day. Then the other commentator asked Jay Billis how to stop Denny. And Jay Billis says, you can't double him because Denny Avdia passes the ball so well. The whole team, the whole roster passed the ball well. They really definitely predicated their game on ball movement and getting guys open shots, open threes, open baskets. There's one time where Denny did a A1 mixtape tour type of dribble between his legs behind him to Yam Matter, and Yam Matter did like a volleyball push pass to the big man, and he got fouled. So that just showcases Denny's potential as a – and people always ask, can he play point guard? I don't see him being a point guard, but somewhat of a point forward, somewhat of a connector. He is a guy that definitely can facilitate the offense and bring the ball up for sure. There was a couple times where he got the rebound and just took it, and there was one time in transition where he just showed his strength. And he got to the basket and he got fouled as well in transition. Denny had a post-up. He had a nice post-up, but he missed the layup. Also, they were up by 9. Denny, he fouled out. He was being a little too handsy and a little too physical. That's what he really, really needs to work on, not using his body. There were unnecessary fouls. Dave Billis also said, I don't even know why he went after that. There was no reason for him to go after that and try to foul the guy at all, or even really try to defend. They were already up by like 9 or 10 points. And he did complain to the refs, so that's something that he's done during the regular season that he really, really has to improve on. So here's some notes, some other notes that this is a Denny Avdia quote. This is from Neil Dalal. He tweeted this out. Denny Avdia after Israel's win over Auburn, quote, most important is that we had fun, and I believe everyone had fun in this first exhibition game together. Takes time to build chemistry, but we know what we are doing, and we are going to fight. All in all, we were able to play well, end quote. So, Denny, man, I thought he had a great game, man. He had a great game. He's a smart player, a high, high basketball IQ player, and I really want to see this translate to games. I really do in the NBA. I know this wasn't the most elite competition, but he dribbled mostly with his right hand, so those are the critiques that I have. I want to see him go left a little bit more. I want to see him finish around the rim better and not miss, you know, the easy layups, the bunnies. He's got to finish those. He has to and he has to cut down on complaining to the refs. I like the step back three because it shows some confidence. I know he's been working on that with Drew Hanlon. Bradley Beal does the step back three a lot, sidestep threes. Confidence is a big thing. He was oozing confidence. He showed leadership. He showed being a vocal leader for that team, that roster, for his country, for sure. Can he start at the three or the four? Can he start after over Will the Thrill Barton? That's going to be a question in training camp. Rui as well. He's going to be competing with Rui and Will Barton to start at the three. Yes, he's the best defender out of those three guys. But offensively, in the past two seasons that he's had, you know, he hasn't finished at the rim the best. He struggled to dribble with his left hand, and he struggled from the three-point line, shooting 31% from the three-point line. So there were some intriguing, some encouraging signs that I saw there. The athleticism definitely popped. The ball handling definitely popped. The vision definitely popped. The creativity definitely popped. The confidence definitely popped for sure. So I was intrigued. The fouls drawn definitely stood out to me. Now, can Wes Unseld Jr., is he going to use him that similar way? Can he do that with the starting unit, or can he do that better with the bench unit? Those are the question marks that I have for the Wizards and for Wes Unseld Jr. as well. Is he going to do that and implement that more with the bench unit, using Denny as a point forward where he can bring the ball up and be more creative with the second team and run that offense with Rui and Gaff at the five, Rui at the four, Gaff at the five, Kispert at the two. You have Rui, who was an elite three-point shooter last year, Kispert, who was an elite three-point shooter, who has potential to be an elite three-point shooter, and DeLon Wright, who is a solid three-point shooter as well. I think, and throwing lobs to Daniel Gaffer. So I think that could work out for sure. You guys let me know what you guys think about Denny's performance. I like what I saw for sure. I just want to see it translate to the NBA and could Wes Unseld Jr. instill him in the right way. And I did see where he showed flashes of where he could be the steal of the draft at pick 9. So, but all right, you guys, I was impressed, man. 25 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 11 fouls drawn, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. That's legit. That's legit. All right, you guys. So I want to thank you guys for listening and making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. Now, for your second listen, get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA, your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. Hail to the Wizards. Peace.